This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
My Kenny's Corner family, how are you doing this evening? It is very muggy outside. This is the soup kind of weather. This is 20 toes type of weather. Get your love bug, your sneaky link, your juicy fruit, if you like, and snuggle up close. I know tonight is going to be a steamy night because we are setting the mood for some excitement. This is Kendanique Moss, and I am here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. Now, I have to let you know that prior to me coming on radio on Tuesday evenings, I sent out my flyer, courtesy of Bianca, Illustrative Artistry. She makes sure that my flyers are done, and we are making our topics gleam. This afternoon, the topic is listening to your man's unspoken needs, emotional intelligence in relationships. This relationship series is going to be focused on sexual healing, on adult conversation. The kids should be out of the vehicle. Moms, you should be parked in the garage. Dads, you should be off of the softball field or off of the golf course and listening. Because this conversation is geared towards you. Now, I do have a male coming in this afternoon to make sure that we understand how to titillate, how to salivate, how to get the testicular fortitude upright in the proper position, all right? So that it can feel the walls, if you will. Now, we have to use some metaphors here because, you know, Urker is listening. So, why the phone already light up? Y'all, give me a bligh. Give me a bligh. Let's get the conversation going. So let us talk about, how do you hear your man? Do you listen to what he's saying verbally? Do you see his body language? What about them said in the shack? Oh, them, we in the shack, Miss Crystal. We are in the shack. They are in the shack. We have just come hot off a press conference, so the fellas are in the shack. Now, We want to also shout out all of our big bosses that are watching via Facebook, the Dream Team Executive Transportation Services. We appreciate you, Biggie. Thank you so much. Monique, thank you for tuning in. The text is already coming in. Oh, gosh. I got to get to everybody. I got to get to everybody. But in our conversation, right, there have been many, many men that have texted me and that have sent numerous messages. Now, I want to get to one particular gentleman in particular because he said, I want you to read all of my comments, Kenny. He has inundated my inbox with all of his information. All right. Anytime a man refuses to appease a woman's fantasy, she instantly calls his masculinity into question. Women don't listen. They hear what they want to hear. They project and they manipulate. Remember, girls are to Mars, why? But boys go past Mars to Jupiter, why? It's conditioned abuse. You want to be more conditioned, but women don't listen. It's because men lie to themselves about the actual value of his life. These men are articulating what it is that women do not do for them. But what is it that a woman does do for you? Are we listening to your heart? Are we listening to what you are not saying? Are we listening to the unspoken word? All right. Okay, let me read my text. This is coming in from the text hotline. Kenny, you're back again. Thanks for being here. Women don't listen. Their head is hard, but they want your money. Okay. All right. No problem. Okay, let me get to another text. All right, let me read this. Women don't listen. They hear what they want to hear. They see what they want to see. But you have a next woman, they are easily eager to hear what you have to say then. Okay, all right, that may be a part of it. All right, let me read this next one. Texters, I want you to understand something. When you text me, you have to text me in the way you would like me to read it, not the way you're thinking it in your head. These are some words here that I cannot say on air. Okay, so let me read through this word. Okay. Women don't hear. Women think that they hear. They project their masculinity onto us, and then they act as if it's really us that's the issue. But women don't listen. The only person that listened in my life has been my mom. God bless the dead. Okay. All right. All right. All right. All right. Oh, boy. Women don't blank listen. Everybody's saying that women don't listen, but what are you saying? What are you talking with? Are you talking with money? Are you talking with your love language? Are you saying something to her on the phone? Should your woman know you? Should your woman know your inner being? Should she be able to read your mind? Women are not fortune tellers. I mean, mind you, we may think that we're superwoman, but we don't have all of the answers. Okay. Okay. Women don't want to listen. They're conditioned to do what they want. They're very hard. They're masculine. They emasculate us, and then at the end of the day, want us to come to them with all of our needs, our wants, and our desires. You should be able to understand what I need you to do at every whim. Okay. Okay. Let me read this next text. Why y'all scared to call me? Are y'all afraid to call me? 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. The numbers again are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. I'm not afraid to call. It's just that my wife is in the vehicle. I'm not afraid to call. It's just that my wife is in the vehicle. I like that. I like that. All right. This is coming from my Facebook Live. It says here that's it. Men aren't great communicators. How can you say you don't listen when you can't verbalize it? Okay. Ms. McPhee Brown, I'm here, honey. Nicole Crystal is agreeing with Nicole Henderson Smith. They're all in alignment. They are saying that men are not great communicators. How can you say you don't listen when you can't verbalize it? I think we have a caller on the line. Chris, can we take that caller? Caller, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. It's great to have you back on the air.
I thank you. I thank you for being here. How are you?
Yes. And I'm going to say that I wish that this is going to be a little bit longer than 1 hour.
Oh, can you speak into the phone? Can you speak into the phone? I can hardly hear you.
Okay, is this any better?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm hearing a lot, women don't listen. Now, there are two parts to this.
Okay.
One, women, because I am a woman.
Right, yes.
I am going to say that, yes. We struggle with communication. We do. We struggle with getting to know our partners, getting to know what it is, because we're so caught up with everything else. And yes, we're emotional and we get caught up in our feelings and everything else. But at the same token, in all fairness to us, a lot of men do not communicate. And here's my thing. I cannot read your mind, sir. Everybody is saying on here, women don't listen. What is it we don't listen to? And that is it. If you can't verbalize to me. Now, see, I could tell you what hurt me, and I could tell you why it hurts and where it comes from. And it just on the next, men will just say, man, I ain't into this.
Right.
And I get it. Because men grow up in a situation where you are told from day one, you ain't supposed to cry. You ain't supposed to do this. You're supposed to do the next. Da-da-da-da-da. But there's so many things here that we have to, you unboxing something, but this in a box, and it in a box, and it in a box. Because here's the thing. Men don't communicate very well. They don't express their emotions. At the same token, we ain't got time for that because we feel like you're supposed to come to me already healed, already a man, but we all running around as unhealed people and we jumping into relationships and we doing all these things. And then we go and we deal with the relationships and the marriages and we have all these different things to do. And I got time sometimes to listen to you, especially if you ain't telling me what it is that I listening to.
Right.
And it's quicker for you to go to another woman who's not invested so much into you emotionally to say, look here, my wife don't listen because, boy, I had a rough day at work and I this and I that. And I get it. Because why I ain't that much invested? And a lot of times, too, in all fairness, we don't make it a safe space for them. I know I said a lot. But this is why therapy is so important before we get into situations. Because there's so much things that we are unpacking today.
There are so many things. There are so many things. But I you said something that was very, very key. You said it's easier for them to leave and find another woman. And I was reading recently that it's easier for a man to leave and find another woman than it is for him to self-actualize and fix himself. And
exactly.
I also read recently, right? And I see it with some of my family members. When you look at the over the grand scheme of things, a single woman raising boys, she coddles them. She makes every excuse in the world, but she raises the girl to be a beast. And I think that we as a nation, we carry around so many scars and so much trauma that we have not healed. So we're just going from relationship to relationship, from spirit to spirit, and we are not healing. We are not self-actualization. There's none, and there's no accountability.
You want me to tell you something about the woman who raises the son and he does this and who does the next?
Tell me.
I can bet you she's pouring into her son that she didn't pour into her husband because probably her husband wasn't available.
So then the son becomes the husband 2.0.
To her.
Okay.
To her.
Okay.
Yes. And
okay.
Then at the same token, you raise your girls hard so they don't have to go through what you've gone through.
Miss Hughes, the prophet, eh?
I'm telling you.
But
can
I tell you, right? My parents, my parents were married for 53 years.
Lovely people. Go on.
I have to hear the voice. You said, okay. So listen, my parents were married for an extremely long time. There was never a woman that came to my father's door and said, Donna, I have one child for Kendall. Nothing like that, right? But I'm saying this to you to say this. How she raised my brother and how she raised me, there's a huge disparity.
Yeah.
Mommy raised me to be a beast.
Yeah, you are.
I as a beast, I want you to know on this road.
I know, deep on the streets.
But my brother, now he's a beast too, but mommy raised him a different type of way.
Time.
Mommy loved Donovan. I know mommy loved me, right? But mommy loved Donovan. You know what I mean? But it's how they raise the sons. It's like you coddle them. They don't have the space to be men.
No.
And there's nothing wrong with a man crying. Women want their men to put your head right in between my lap and lay right here. Let me hold you.
Let's do this too, though. Let's be fair to men.
Let's be fair.
Sometimes we do not create that environment for men to feel as if they can. Because the first thing we can haul off and say is use the sissy.
Ah.
Sorry to say it. Can I say that?
You've done it. We'll take the charge. You've done it.
No problem.
Yes.
No problem. So that's the first thing we can say. Man, don't cry. What you crying for?
Right.
When you got bills to pay. Bro, what is this? But the thing is, that men feel. And we have to be able to allow another man who you read off his messages and whatever else. Sometimes that's what you attract, boo-boo.
Yes. Yes.
Because of the state that you're in.
Yes.
Don't put that on every woman. Because I can tell you one thing. If I love you, you ain't gonna never be the same way when you leave me or if I leave you.
Ah.
You gonna always remember this.
You gonna remember.
You gonna remember.
You gonna remember you touched down on this road.
Every woman can be, you gonna measure her.
By me.
To where? By me.
Ah, Shatta. Come on. Miss, you're a Roman Catholic because I feel Roman Catholic on you.
Yes, ma'am. We're in the spirit here. We're in the spirit. Yes, ma'am.
I love this.
But, But you understand, the thing is sometimes we don't create that environment.
No.
And then some men don't know how to. So because they don't know, there's a certain level of frustration that comes with that too.
But women have to learn how to be soft. But you, the man must create the space for me to live my soft woman era.
I
want you to come and lay your head on my breasts.
I want you to do that.
I want you to put your head on these 38 double D's. Mm-hmm. I want you to lay beside me. Let's eat this popcorn. Now I have a good man. We eating our popcorn
yes,
at night. Time. Hello.
Yes, ma'am,
right?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
I would agree with you.
But you had to grow into that soft era because I had a friend that said to me, "Hey, if you don't love this man, lose
let
him so he could find someone to love him."
That's what I'm saying.
And when you fix this plate, I had another friend. I had another friend that said, "Fix this man plate with sense."
Oh, okay then.
Hello.
Okay.
But
okay,
and it's not only about sex, you know, because sex is the icing on the cake. But if you nurture that man, he will come to you with everything in his life.
Listen to me.
He will give you his last.
When I tell you something, believe me when I say this. Maturity. Not because you old mean you mature. Maturity plays a very big part, and maturity comes from taking responsibility for your actions, be it good or bad.
Good or bad.
Learning,
good or bad.
Yes.
Learn from your mistakes.
Life is a learning experience. Everything is a learning experience.
Everything.
But if you're gonna go through life creating cycles, and we can never learn, we can keep operating and doing the same thing, expecting a different result. And of course, you know, that's the definition of what?
Insanity. Insanity. I want to read this. I want to read this text. Agreed. Oftentimes women don't listen, but have we ever wondered why? Could it be that deep down she doesn't respect or trust the man she is with? Or is it a learned behavior?
But she shouldn't be with him.
She shouldn't be. But suppose she's with him
why
because of
that?
conditionalization.
Let me tell you something.
Tell me.
You absolutely. But we have this thing where we don't like to be alone and we don't like to start over. And I'm like, why are you with somebody you can't trust? Like, I'm supposed to be with you. I'm supposed to be with you. If I lay on the side of you and go to sleep at night, I must trust you.
You must.
I must trust you to do that.
Because not only that, right? If you're laying beside me, we are not using any prophylactic. I doubt it.
I hope not.
I don't.
But that's, well, I mean.
I don't think so. Great. I don't think so.
The thing is that why are you with somebody you can't trust?
Why?
Like, I don't want that kind of relationship.
I don't either. My engineer is saying that I have four callers. Ma'am.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Ma'am, please tune in on Guardian Radio 96.9. Do not leave me. I need you to stay with me.
I'm right here.
I need you. Chris, can I take the next call? Okay, I'm ready. Caller, good evening, caller. How are you? Good evening, caller. Turn your radio down. Caller, turn your radio down. The caller dropped. Okay, fine. No problem. So if the caller is gonna come back, then if the caller's come, I have another caller on the line. Caller, good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir.
Good. Congratulations on your show.
Thank you so much.
I started to listen last week. Tuesday night is usually my church night.
Yes, yes,
and
sir.
My pastor was in the spirit because he left the service tonight.
Yes,
so
sir.
I say, boy, I get the whole show tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, but you were saying some things.
Talk to me.
The lady that was on just now, she's very interesting. She was saying some real things as a male. She was really saying some things that was hitting home to me.
Okay.
I was married for about 18 years before my wife died.
Okay.
This year would have made me 27 Yes, married.
Yes, sir.
The lady that I dated before my wife, she would be 72 this year.
Yes, sir.
I was 56.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Basically, I must give her the credit just about everything that I've learned about a woman.
You learned from your wife?
I've learned from her.
Yes, sir.
I must give her, I wouldn't call her name.
Okay.
But I give her that credit.
Okay.
If she's listening, she knows my words. But there were some things that with her age, like the lady say, age isn't always maturity.
Yes, sir.
There were still some things that she wasn't matured with, even with her age.
Mm-hmm.
Even with teaching me that what I knew.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, my wife came along.
Yes.
and we start having some conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to work out for us.
Right.
6 years later, we were married.
Yes.
She died when my son, he's now 20, he was 11.
Okay.
I have some brothers and grandmama. They told me to send my son, both of them are married. I'm going to send my son there to live. I said, no, I'm keeping my son.
Okay.
His people up in the Exumas, they say, send him. I say, no, I'm keeping my son. You know, and I can say this proudly as a father. Like I said, my son is now 20. I never had to go to school for him.
Yes, sir.
I never had to go around the police station for him. I never had to go talk to no neighbor for him. Nothing.
Okay.
Now, just what y'all are saying about the girls and the boys, that's how people feel about me, my son and my daughter. My daughter's the older.
Okay.
And she also feel like I love him more than I love her.
Right.
She's already gone. So it's only me and him.
Right.
You know, it's only me and him. Sometimes, my children, I wouldn't use the word rude, but sometimes they try to test your fate.
Yes, they do. They do.
They try to test your fate.
Yes. But I have a question for you, though.
Yeah.
In your being married and your wife and the other lady, did you trust them enough to speak to them? Did they listen to your heart? Did they understand? Did your wife know your language?
Oh, yes.
Did you have to...
When I made a deal with my wife.
Yes, sir.
My wife had two children. I only have two kids.
Yes, sir.
I told her when she first got married, I said, if this child is a boy,
mm-hmm.
I stop you from working.
If the child is a boy, you stop her from working.
First one.
Yes, sir.
So she had a girl. She had to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And she got pregnant again 6 years later. I said, if this child is a boy, I stop you from working.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
And then that boy born.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't like the... You know, they have this thing they can tell you if it's a boy or girl before it's born.
Absolutely.
I don't like that.
Okay.
I like to be surprised.
Okay.
Then my son born. Then she came to the hospital. I told her, write a resignation letter.
Mm-hmm.
She haven't been back to wake up with her dad.
Ah,
that's a promise I made.
Okay.
To her.
Yes, sir.
But my wife is a person like this. Then I walk in the door after working, and I go home.
Yes.
I almost 9 or 10 chances can tell you the mood that my wife is in.
Because you know her language.
By the music, the type of music we're playing when I reach in the house.
Hold on, she playing the music for you too?
Yeah, man, me had good little thing. The type of music she
What
plays,
type of music she playing?
Even the type of... Then I hear that Otis Redding. And
hey!
I get water run to the top.
Lay your head on my shoulder. Okay.
That's it. I ain't put nothing else. That's it. Yeah, and even when I go home after work, sometimes the clothes which she's wearing.
The little lingerie.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
You understand about house coat, because I heard the house coats was in back then.
Madam?
Yes?
Sometimes I can even tell by the food she cooked through the week.
What you dealing with?
What type of mood it is.
I understand.
Then you see me go home 6:30, 7 o'clock, maybe say 7:30 to later sometime. My son and do his homework. He down in his tuck in his bed watching his TV till 8 o'clock.
Yes.
She turned most of the time she go in the room to turn the TV off. He down sleeping.
Ah, boy.
So that I know what kind of mood that is. Now, if I go home and meet him in the room in the bed, well, you better go eat your food and go.
Call, I thank you.
Yeah, you have to, like you say, you have to know your people. You have to learn your people.
Yes, you have to
know your people.
Please.
And let me say this in closing.
Yes, sir.
If you know the little bags of kisses, they have about 12 to 14 of them in the little bag.
Yes, sir.
If that much. Do you know if I buy one of them and take it home for my wife, my son can't eat one of them?
Ah, boy.
If I stop, she's sitting on my porch when I'm coming home, she could see me pull by the neighbor yard, picking some hibiscus to bring home.
Just for her?
That's like a dozen roses down when I give that to her.
I'm not telling
you a word of lie.
That's the good love, eh? God bless.
She put some water in one glass and put that on the table. Nobody can touch that. That can dead right there.
Yes, sir. I thank you, caller. I thank you. This is Kendini Campbell Moss, and we are here with Kenny's Corner, Guardian 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk all day.
Good take us out of the dark. Man made the boat for the water.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Introducing the Focal Smart Pass app that helps you to fuel up faster. Here's how it works. Download the app on the App Store or get it on Google Play and create your profile with payment details. Visit your nearest Shell station, open the app, scan the pump's QR code, select your payment amount, and begin fueling. Say goodbye to cash and cards because the Focal Smart Pass offers secure and convenient payment options right at your fingertips. Download Focal Smart Pass now and fuel up faster today.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to...
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on...
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is a classic one.
Oh, yeah.
The doctor and lady sign a combination.
Oh, lady sign, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right.
Me man, enough y'all ask me what you dealing. Me tell them how you are be healing. I can't forget how you make me stretch to the ceiling.
Good evening, and we're back with Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio 96.9, Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. During the month of September, I want you to mention this advert, and you will get a $79.99 special, VAT included, at the HitSpot. Oftentimes, if you have a Japanese vehicle, you jump in it, you turn it on, you hear all sorts of different media channels. But guess what? When you go to the HitSpot, you mention this advert, you can get your translator. You can get a band extender equipment and installation during the month of September at the HitSpot. The cost, $79.99. This is a special that is included. Mention this ad so that you can get the discounted rate. We have a caller on the line. Caller, good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Hi. Caller. Is my caller there? Okay, my caller's not there. All right, so ladies and gents, in studio with me, we have a professional bachelor, right? And this professional bachelor is also a lady killer. I remember him very, very, very fondly because I was in love with him in like the kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
And he dumped me for a girl with big teeth. And I and glasses. And look at me now. Big teeth and glasses anyway. But anyhow, I can leave that story for another day. There's the caller on the line. Chrissy's the caller's back. Caller, good evening. Good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can. Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Well, on this side, you're very, very weak. That's all I can say.
I'm weak on your side. I'm sorry, Spocky. What about
no
now?
No problem. You're not a voice.
Can you hear me now?
No. I can hear you, but you're very, very faint.
Yeah, Chris, can you turn me up?
I listened to two of your calls. I listened to you go to break. He had me on hold, and the phone hung up twice. Then I called back twice.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. Share your comments, Barky.
Yes. First of all, what's your name, ma'am?
What is my name?
Yeah, I'm trying to find out who I'm talking about. I noticed this is a new show.
Sparky, this is Kendanika Campbell-Moss.
Hey, Kendanika, how you doing?
I'm wonderful, Sparky.
Okay. Now, first of all, from what I gather, you talk. This is a new show.
Yes.
You know, I've been around talk shows for time immemorial.
Yes, Sparky.
Okay. And I heard you listened to both of your callers for a very lengthy time. Normally, when I come on this show, I got 30 seconds.
Sparky, you got to let the people talk. They calling in to have the conversation, aren't they?
That's what I'm saying, but most of them, but they have Sparky voice. He got 30 seconds to say what he got to say, and they take an hour to say what they got to say.
Talk to me, Sparky.
Okay, what I'm saying is, listen to you, I think you're a Catholic.
I'm a Roman Catholic, Sparky.
A Roman Catholic.
And I'm in the St. Francis Xavier's Cathedral Choir.
As English Catholic, as Anglican.
Yes, Sparky, go ahead.
Me church. A lot of Bahamians don't know that the Anglican Church, Christ Church Cathedral, is the leading church of the Commonwealth of the Bahama Islands.
Yes, Sparky. But Sparky, I want you to tell me how can a woman listen to you? What language are you telling the woman that you need her, you love her, you support, she needs you, you need her to support you? What is your love language, Sparky? You have any woman, Sparky?
Have I got any woman?
Yeah.
Many women.
Damn.
All friends. I am a divorcee, a bachelor, from 1984. I got married April the 12th, 1975. By chance, it didn't work out. I mean, when I got into it, majority of my friends say, Sparky, you're only 25. You're too young. Don't mess with that. I say, man, my lifestyle is go to school, get an education, get a religious upbringing, a fairly good education, and de-government high, get out, find a job, get married, settle down, build yourself a family and a home. With the dog, the horse, and the cat, and the picket fence.
Yes.
That was my dream, because I grew up in a home.
Yes.
Where apparently my mother and my father, they never divorced, but they were there till they died. But the home was to be a happy home.
It wasn't, Sparky?
No.
Why?
A lot of people don't know until I tell them. See, my mother died when I was only 15 years old.
Yes, Sparky.
My father was a bartender. When he leave home in the morning, 7:30 a.m., no car. He didn't get a car till I finished government high in June 1970.
Right.
My old man would walk from Madera Street out by Camp Road to a little bar called the Tavern, Better Robinson.
Sparky, I just have one question for you. The hotel that fell into the street yesterday.
Hello?
Sparky, can you hear me?
Yes.
The hotel that fell into the street yesterday, did you visit that hotel at any time in your life?
No, my mother died on any cemetery. My mother didn't visit that.
Okay, okay.
That was before my time. I saw it all my life growing up.
Okay.
The right hand, I always knew that was the right hand. I knew that was the headquarters for the PLP when they won the government and all that kind of thing. That and the Capitol Fiddle was the hideout for the PLP.
We lost Sparky. Krista, we have another caller on the line. Caller, good evening.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Thank God for life. This is the blind one, better known as the Papa.
Hi, Papa. How are you?
Hey, that's Kendalise, right?
Kendanique. My father's name is Kendall. My mother added the eek on it. It's Kendanique.
I like your name. Even Kendanise, I like.
Yes. Thank you.
You know, I was one of those persons who's calling in, and when you come on the show and tell the people, at least the Guardian station, how it would be so good if they could have you on.
Yes, sir.
I like your topics and how you're able to talk more than, like, the children might not be listening, so for the adults, so you'll be able to explain a lot of things to them. I don't know if this could be extended to Facebook, like if you have a special number.
We're trying to get it on Facebook now, but everybody says they can see me, but they can't hear.
When we wish you it was 2 hours, right?
2 hours?
Another show coming on, right? We wish you at 2 hours. So you maybe can continue it when the show over on the radio on Facebook, and maybe have a number so persons could call and listen from you on the radio.
Uh-huh.
I feel like you could help us men in this country and around the world. You live smoother with it. I mean, and you're not our mother. We're not looking for a mother, but, you know, a lot of the topics you talk about, like how you read the text message and allow people, they may be afraid to call in and they might text and whatsoever. you open our eyes on a lot of things. And so I appreciate Guardian Radio Station letting you do the show.
I thank you. And to everybody that's on the live, Monique, Nicole Henderson Smith, Crystal. I'm not giving a video.
Giveaway so you could be able to.
I have to get some sponsorship.
Yes, we got to get some sponsorship so you could do some giveaways, some trips or some vacation for husband and wife, to get back.
To get that juice flowing. Yes.
Some free consulence from some consulates, you know.
Absolutely.
The spiritual set and the scientific set.
Yeah, because some things have to be percolating.
Yeah, a lot of piano, Chino.
Yes, there's a lot. There's a lot
to be talked about. You need to. I don't know if the open it up or whatsoever. I won't say a can of worms, but it's a lot of things us gentlemen and ladies need to get out.
Yes.
And there's a lot of y'all in this country, not just you, but you leading it so we can help one another.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of things we need to talk about.
Some absolutely.
Afraid to talk about it, but I appreciate the lady who called in earlier. And I think us men, we feel comfortable talking to you. Just encourage them to call in and think about that Facebook thing when the show over on the radio for the hour. This is a safe place.
This is a safe place.
Girl. Keep up the good work, Ken.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. I do have somebody here with me, a professional bachelor. I mean, he's a hot boy, you know. He's a red fella, and they are hot boys. And he has his own perspective on women and why women don't listen and what women hear. And I want to introduce yourself for our listening audience, please.
I won't give my government name, but I'll just, this is Scotty right now. This is Scotty on the air. How y'all doing, Nassau?
Scotty.
Yes.
I want you to tell me and all of the women and some of the men that are listening, and for those that are not sure what they identify as, right? Do women listen to your needs? Are women good listeners, or do we hear what we want to hear? I want to know from your perspective. You are a raw bone man, because you had plenty girls that I know of. I know plenty. So tell me.
Well, you know me personally, so you know I believe, and for the gentleman that just called in, let me just help you out, gentlemen. In the world we live in today, the climate is different. So if you meet a woman that, you know what you were looking for, but you have to protect your own space. You know, if you want a woman for love, you want a woman for companionship, you want a woman for just for fun. You know, all of those things, you just have to communicate. I think I've always been an advocate to say communication is key. Now, you have some women who will respect that and listen and take heed to what you say. You have other women who will, use the adjectives that I hear them call me and say I'm all these things, but at the end of the day, they still respect my honesty. I just don't believe in wasting your time. You know, I think... women hear what they want to hear, and even though it's that you tell them straight up what you want, they still don't listen.
Okay, so let's just say, Scotty, right? You met a lady. Could you have a one-night stand? And would you say to them, listen, this is a one-night stand. I only want to see you to get my rocks off. We do not have anything after this. Do women understand that? And as a man, do you say to that woman, I do not want more than this? And separate and apart from that, right? After you've answered that question, I have another question for you. Go ahead. I need you to answer that for me.
Yeah, I mean, you just lay it on the table. I mean, in my older days, I used to make women sign a contract to let them know this is what it is. You know off the bat, we go out, you read it specifically, and it says, when I lived in the States, because American women was different, so mm-hmm. you had to be more, this was a binding contract,
because right.
I didn't want the drama. I came home, you know, I tried it when I came home and it didn't go so well. So, but I still be straight up. This is what it is. Now you could deal with it, you're not. And I still stand by that. If I go out, it ain't even about spending money. If I go out and be vibing, you know, I could take my shot. Only thing you could say is yes or no.
That's all you could say, yes or no.
Yeah.
I have a next question for you, right? And this is on an intrapersonal perspective. Do women listen to hear, to understand, or to figure out? And do you think women need to be mind readers? Is that another call? Let me get Scotty first. Go ahead.
Well, I think you have to, I'll turn that question over. I think women want men to try to read their minds. Women don't come out and say what they want. They want men to figure it out. Like, if you and I go out and I say, hey, you want something to eat, and you say you don't want anything to eat, I'm buying you nothing to eat. I can sit there and eat in front of you because I ask you what you want. I can't read your mind. If I ask you, you want something to drink and you don't play cute, then you don't drink. Call me what you want, but you grown. I don't have the time and the energy to try to figure. And people might say, well, I'm not a romantic. I am a romantic.
Are you a romantic? Yeah. Or you just won't get to it?
No, I am a romantic, but certain things, I just don't believe I should have to baby you to say, hey, okay, hey, what you want?
But Scotty, you sound like you rough. You sound like you're just saying, you grabbing me by my lace frontal and saying, come here.
I mean, if that's what you would say, I don't think I'm rough, but I mean, it's just a matter of, you know, I think I'm from the scene that I see, you know, I don't call myself a socialite, but from what I see, women are way rougher than me.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think I'm very tame. It sounds, and again, let's take our individual friendship out of the line, and you know me.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, I don't think I'm rough compared. I was at Green Party just last evening.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting down, minding my business.
Did the girls come to check you out?
No, I mean, females were sitting down. And I just trying to talk, hey, how you doing, blah, 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 whatever. And I mean, the girl look at me cold and tell me, oh, she dissed me hard. And all I could do was laugh. You know, I mean, and then turn around and ran to an old fella who's smoking a cigar. And I was like, okay, well, look, it is what it is. I mean, I didn't feel any weight. So I just kept on moving.
Okay, let me take these. Let me read my texters. My text family, I don't want you to feel left out. I did not forget you. Okay, is this another call? Is this another call? Okay, let me just get through the texts, Chris. All right, Kenny, we often try to hear what women are saying, but we don't want them to feel as if though they are our mothers. I need my woman to be soft, to be endearing. I need her to be a listening ear. I don't want to hear, did you take out the garbage? Did you do this? Did you do that? When I get home from work in the evening, I want to have soft. I want to have soft boobs under my head, and I want to rest my hand on her thigh. I do not want to have a lengthy conversation unless it's something to do with the home. If the children are in bed and the homework is done, let's get to it. I need her to understand my love language. Okay?
I agree with that 1,000%.
Okay. This is the next one. This is the next text. You know why men cheat? Because y'all don't like to listen. And I'm not talking about listening with your ears. I'm talking about listening to my body language. Casey, I wish I could block out my number. This person called me Casey. They didn't call me Kenny. Casey, I wish I could block out my number. I cheated on my wife. I've been cheating on my wife.
No, he both.
I've been cheating on my wife for quite some time. It's not that I don't love her. It's not that she's the problem. The fact is that she doesn't listen. How many times am I going to ask for a different type of sex? How many times am I going to ask for a different type of food? I don't like what she cooks in most instances. I've said this. I've verbalized this. I've even gone to the food store. But she goes around me and purchases the same things. I've said to her, I would like her to climb on top and take charge. But she doesn't. She waits for me. That is very boring. When I go by my other woman and I walk to the front door, she greets me, sometimes with nothing.
I blame him.
Why you blame him?
He putting up with it.
But this the man. Did you hear what he just said?
I heard what he said. I heard his text. But at the end of the day, then don't complain. You still in that situation. If you've done everything that you could do, and it goes back to what I said before. If when women and date a man to get married, and this is why I am the way I am. You advertise a product to get that ring, to get the house, to get whatever. And then the minute you get married, you forget what you did to get married. So then you cause, like that gentleman just nailed that text, to have to resort to say, well, what happened to all of the nasty stuff we was doing before we got married?
Now, so you want the nasty stuff?
At the end of the day, don't stop doing what you're supposed to do.
But Scotty, you have to remember, you have the children homework.
It don't matter. At the end of the day, tell the children go in the room. Do what you got. If, like he said, you come home, the previous text, women have to understand their role, and it's different from a man's role. Yeah, you work, I work, I come home, but my job ain't to cook and clean. That's your job. That ain't my job.
Scotty, you can't wash no dishes?
I mean, that we talking about.
I asked you a question.
Yeah,
can you wash dishes?
I am the problem washing dishes.
Because you don't act like you don't have no sisters. No, don't act like your mother didn't raise you properly.
I don't have a problem washing dishes, but I'm saying if I'm in a situation where I am the man, and women need to understand if you with a man, you got to understand that he's the man, you follow him. If you have a problem following him, then you don't need to be with a man. You want somebody who you could boss around, and that ain't a man. So for me, if you ain't going to follow me, and it ain't about chauvinistic or nothing, I just know my place and my value. So, yeah. So if you date somebody, and that's why if you date somebody and you go to get to married, the one thing I always say, don't fall off. Because if you fall off, it's always, like my grammy told me years ago, you always have a spare tire, because when that main one bursts, you got to go to the spare. You got to go to the spare.
Scotty, this lady says, can he please hit Scotty for me? Who is this? Do we have another caller on the line, Chris? I find your information here, your deliberation here, Scotty, quite interesting. Good evening, caller. You are on the line.
Kendanique Campbell North.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
The gentleman you have talking there.
Yes, ma'am.
Does he eat?
Does he eat? Describe what you mean.
No, I'm talking about food. You know where my mind is going, but not today.
Okay.
Food that's cooked in a pot out of a plate with a spoon, fork, or knife.
Why is she getting so yes.
Answer the lady,
yes,
Scotty.
I do eat food in a plate with a fork and a spoon.
Okay. So, and those food will cook in a pot.
Yes.
So what's the problem you eat, you should be able to cook.
Right.
We are not back in the 1800s.
Oh, so you say...
There's absolutely nothing wrong with a man that goes to the store and cook. There's no such thing. Nothing is written anywhere in the world that it's a woman's job. Now, I know you say you're not coming from a chauvinistic point. I understand that. But it comes off as such, because there is no way in this world that you eat. I taught my son how to cook, clean, wash his clothes, and everything. He has a woman, but he does. You know why? Because at the end of the day, he needs to go there and cheat because he's hungry.
Oh, no. Well, now, Mom, let me clarify, man. We didn't get into all that. I'm self-maintained. I wash my own clothes. I could cook my own food. But I'm just saying, if I'm with somebody and we dating, or you trying to get me, I need to know that you could throw down in the kitchen too, because I don't need you to cook for me. So I could cook for myself if I need
problem.
To.
That's a problem. But when you said it's a woman's job, I'm sitting down having an evening dinner. I didn't cook it.
But
the man I have does that.
But Scotty, and my call,
and
I want...
And he works harder than me, but he has no problem doing it.
But I have a question. I have
it's
a question, Carla. Carla, I have a question. You have a significant other. Am I correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you know his love language? Do you listen to his spoken and unspoken word? Do you know by the look in his eye he's ready to throw down tonight? Do you know by the look in his eye he has had a rough day?
Last week, Tuesday, we had this. You want me to go back over that?
Yes, ma'am.
You sure?
Yes, ma'am.
The last week you gave me was a little bit too much information.
No, I need that because Chris, I have to go on break. Hey, Chris, why you waving? Okay, let me deal with my caller, because I've been waiting for her. I've been waiting for my people. I can't cut them down. Go, tell me.
Okay, like I say, you know, in other words, his love language, he is more of a personal person.
Mm-hmm.
He likes the personal touch. He likes affirmation. He's not a teensy person.
Right.
But you know, like how he's and then he loves his person, like me, I'm his friend. He is my friend.
Yes. It's important to be friends, right?
Yes, it is very important because at the end of the day, whatever we discuss, that's what we discuss and that's between us.
Right.
There's no third party in our discussion.
Right.
You understand? Because no third party gives you throw off advice that at the end of the day, you feel like, okay, this woman ain't doing this enough. Or this woman ain't did that. No. You need to watch what you do and watch what she do. And you guys pet each other as you go along. And like I say, how I know, walk out of the bathroom, people's waving at me, and a wink of the eye, hello.
I thank you. Do we have to go to break now, Chris? Okay, I just want to read these two texts. This one text says, caller, I thank you. I appreciate you for calling. Good afternoon. I'm a man. I will cook and clean dishes. It's both of us together. This text is from another gentleman. It says, Kenny, I am a hard-born man. I have this ham bone for my woman whenever she is ready. I have this ham bone for my woman whenever she is ready. But let's not play semantics here. Let's not play mind games. A woman should understand what a man needs and what a man wants. I'm not asking for a mind reader. I'm asking you to be in tune with my needs as I am with yours. Callers, texters, we are going to be back. This is Kenny's Corner on Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk all day.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Introducing the Focal Smart Pass app that helps you to fuel up faster. Here's how it works. Download the app on the App Store or get it on Google Play and create your profile with payment details. Visit your nearest Shell station, open the app, scan the pump's QR code, select your payment amount, and begin fueling. Say goodbye to cash and cards because the Focal Smart Pass offers secure and convenient payment options right at your fingertips. Download Focal Smart Pass now and fuel up faster today.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's so good loving somebody. Somebody loves you back to be loved and be loved in return. It's the only thing that my heart desires. Just appreciate the little things I do. Oh, you're the one who's got me inspired. Keep on lifting, lifting me higher. So good, good, loving somebody.
Ladies and gentlemen, within the sound of my voice, this is the music that sets the mood. It's so good loving somebody and somebody loves you back. It's a good feeling. It's a good feeling, Scotty. You know what it is to come home in the afternoon, someone kiss you on the forehead. You could talk to that person. You have a good relationship. You could talk about anything. You know his love language. You know he wants you to pounce on him and just say, rawr! You know what? It's that kind of feeling. Let me read some. Go ahead, Scotty, but I got to read my text. I can't forget my text, people.
I got to bed first. I don't want you jumping.
Sometimes, you know, they say I'll like it a little.
No. I want you to wash. You got to wash all day off first. You can't bring all day on me.
But a little kiss on the forehead?
Yeah, kiss on the forehead, but then go jump in the shower. Bed. Yeah, go jump in the shower.
Go bed.
Go jump in the shower, and then I can meet you there, and then we can do what we got
to do. And we can do what we have to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you bringing food home or no?
I mean, I'll bring something home.
A little sushi?
I don't eat sushi, but if that's what you want, I'll bring it.
You'll bring it. Yeah. Anything I need, you're going to bring home for me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I alerted the shellfish, so if you want that, I'll bring it for you.
Okay. So if I meet your need, you meet my need.
Yeah, yeah. I got no issue with that.
Okay.
I don't want to call this a thing I just a straight-up a-hole. No, I do know how to compromise and stuff, but at the end of the day, too, I expect if I give, you got to give, you got to be able to take it, too.
Okay. Then let me read this text. I have a few texts. Chris, do I need to take this call? Am I able to? Caller, good evening. You're on the air. Hello? It's gone, Chris. All right. What is a man? When men and you sharing man responsibility, men aren't taking leadership. They just want to be the boss. Everyone paying bills, but women have to have the added charge of management of the household and raising the children. Men say that they don't masculine women, but expect masculine duties from a woman. Men can't unburden women enough for us to lean into our feminine energy. Side chicks are unburdened. They don't have any wife responsibilities. It's easy to prioritize a man when you don't carry the weight of his world in capital letters, on your shoulders. This is another text. Kenny, it seems as if, though, you are favoring these men. These men, some of them, are the absolute scum of the earth, and they want you to understand every single thing, all the residue from their mothers, all the trauma from their mother, because their mother was all on.
That one there.
This one out of order.
No, she hurt. She needed to go in a box.
Yeah.
Put her in a box.
Okay, so what this texter is ultimately saying is that the mothers cause the problem with these men. These men come to us in these particular ways, but and that is fine. And then at the end of this, she says, women have to understand Braille while they are speaking Arabic. We're not speaking the same languages.
But you know what? I'll say this to that text, if that person's listening. Who's the mother? You know, so are you a mother? Because if you're a mother, then you're part of the problem, too.
But, Scotty, you have to understand something, too. Some women are single mothers, not single women. They're single mothers.
Yeah, but
these men a particular type of way.
But when you put on a rant, look in the mirror, because you sound a little stupid now.
Okay,
Because if you are, men are the givers of life, women carry the child.
Okay.
All right. So if you using the thing about a mother, because I'm protected about my mother. I know how my mother raised me, but at the end of the day, if I had girl children,
yes,
and they turn around and they have kids, however yes, their kids are raised is a product of how they raised them. So for her to make that statement, she got to look herself in the mirror. Don't be blaming the parents. Blame yourself.
Okay. All right. I understand fully. Let me read some more of my text. Women don't listen, Kenny. That's the ultimate talk of the town. Women just don't listen. You need more than 1 hour to get through the specifics of why women don't listen. But ultimately, when you opened your dialogue, you said women manipulate men. Women manipulate us to the highest extent, and they use it with the honey pocket. You take my money, you manipulate me. You take my time, you manipulate me. Women are master manipulators, and they do not listen. Boy, we getting a rap out of this world today.
Yeah, I agree with that woman, whoever sent that. That sounds like a woman.
Okay, this is the next text. Kenny, why you wasn't to the JCNP? This is not a Junkanoo conversation. This is not a Junkanoo conversation. Let me read this next text.
She been saying, yeah, the memo volley boys ain't no more.
I don't know. Kenny, Scotty is going to cost me to walk up to that station for him. But I see his point, and I also see a woman's point. Let me walk you through a scenario. I'm a full-blooded man. I have one woman at this present time. I was married and I was scheming with the woman that I am currently with. The woman that I am currently with was also a friend of my wife's.
See, now he break the rules.
She was also a friend of my wife's.
Yeah.
My wife would tell her our bedroom business. She would then come to me and say, listen, she needs you to do X, Y, and Z. And so she knew ultimately what it was that I wanted. This is what you call master manipulation. But this manipulation spoke to what I needed. I need sex, and I need it every day. Even if she only gives me a half of it, I still need to have the sexual contact. Maybe it's because as a child, I needed to be loved and to be held. I don't only want to be held when I'm having sexual intercourse. I need to have a woman hold me. I need that warmth. It's what I need. My wife didn't want to listen to the need. So now she has my house and my two kids, and I'm fine with that. But my need is being met, and I take care of my children.
I think I'll just comment and say he clearly didn't read the man book, because that's a clear violation.
That's a violation.
That's a violation. But he's happy, I'm happy for him, but that's a violation.
Okay. Can I read these other texts? Scotty, one slap. Okay.
Why everybody have issue with me?
Kenny, nobody listens anymore. Women don't listen to men. Men don't listen to women. We are at an age and a stage where the only thing we want to do is look on TikTok and look at these girls with these fake booties. No man wants to listen or hear from a woman every single day what he's not doing. Praise me, love me, stroke me. And when I say stroke me, you know exactly where and what I mean. I don't need a mother. I need a woman. I don't want a woman to be a man. If that were a case, then I would be a homosexual. I want my woman to be soft. I want my woman to listen and listen earnestly to what I am saying verbally and non-verbally. When I come home and you see a bulge, what is that telling you? Why are you so slow?
No, I agree with that. Yeah. So, you know, I'll say this, and I know I sense everybody seeming to get on me, but when people get on these guys and go to these foreign countries and look for foreign women, those women don't, to that last text which you just read, these are things they understand. You don't even have to say anything. You have some women.
But Scotty, these women are programmed. They are used to toilet tissue. They are programmed to do, just like you said, we're eating the dogs, we're eating the cats. They're not programmed to do anything else but to feed your need.
But you know what? I'll say, I see that my Bahamian women, and I speak in all my Bahamian women, y'all need this, all this bickering, y'all getting mad at me and saying this and that. Step your game up, because I'll say this. And a good, wise man told me this.
Not your granddaddy, eh?
Yeah, my grandfather.
Your granddaddy with the... Scotty?
Every day. Women, listen to this. Every day, someone turns 21. Okay? Mm-hmm. Every day, someone turns 21. So, when y'all... I had a tweet someone sent me some time back, and I got in problems with it. Leonardo DiCaprio broke up with his 24-year-old girlfriend because she was too old. And he did. His current girlfriend is 19.
Leonardo DiCaprio has unlimited resources. Okay. Y'all still want us to go to work?
Hold on. But my point is, it doesn't matter Leonardo DiCaprio money. That's his preference and his taste. So now if I flip the script and I say, well, Kenny, I only want to date 22 or 23-year-old girls. Oh, Scotty, something wrong with you. Ain't nothing wrong with me.
Well, I only want to date drummers. How about that?
Okay, nothing wrong with that. You like drummers.
That's a different rhythm. They give you a specific rhythm. That's just like someone saying, I only want to date showgirls. Or someone saying, I only want to date like chiropractors or something.
Hey, again.
That's your preference.
Right, but the thing about it is.
And you love who you love.
Women have a problem when a man tell them their preference. A woman, like I tell you, a woman don't have a problem telling a man, oh, you're too short, or you're too twist, or your teeth too big, or you ugly, or whatever. But let me go ahead and tell a woman, yeah, I don't like, your foot too big.
Oh, Scotty, this text are coming for our life. Chris, let me read this. Kenny, you asking a question, why women don't listen to men. But have you ever asked this question, why don't men listen to women? I want you to pay the bills. I want you to take care of home. I want you to hold me. I want you to love me. I want you to, oh no, some of these things I can't say on the radio. You'll have to keep in mind that the radio is, Erica is still here. You have to circumcise your writing at some point. I want you to take advantage of me when you come home. I want us to lay in bed and watch some Bravo. I want us to look at the stars. I want us to listen to nocturnal sounds. But I want you to understand, sometimes a woman needs to be ravished. Do you listen to my needs? Are you listening to me? Do you know what I need sexually? It's not about buying the soap, washing the kids, making sure that the bills are being met. I want you to be a man. And if you can be a man, then I can be a woman. Okay, listen, this has been a very, very exciting show.
Thank you
to everybody that was listening, to all of the ladies from the Facebook chat, to all of the ladies that are in the inbox, Charlene, Nicole, Villy, everybody that's been listening, Leslie, Pia, Global Roll, everybody that's listening under the sound of my voice, Karen, I thank you, Karen Moss. I thank you, everybody that's listening, Tracy.
I love it.
Leslie Pinder, hold on, I have one more text. Women are helpmates. Women are supposed to help and take care of the household and that thing in the lower region. And should we not take care of the thing in the lower region, then we have a problem. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another rebel rousing Kenny's Corner. Chris, my engineer, I thank you. I thank my listening audience, my texters, my callers, Guardian Radio 96.9. Join me for Kenny's Corner next week, Tuesday, 6:30. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'll be back.
I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. But what's easy? I know you're not a fool. You should have known better than to cheat a friend and waste the chance that I